Welcome to Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaylin Cochran. This week, the AK LNG project is still alive, but its prospects for moving forward in 2020 are slim. The Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation, the state agency that's been spearheading the project since 2016 when the big oil companies got out, saw another large cut to its budget this year. I spoke with longtime industry analyst Larry Pursley about how activities are ramping down as AGDC continues to seek federal authorization for the project.
Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation's plan is to get the FERC authorization and then just hold on to it if it ever is needed.
And, you know, looking down the road, if that is ever needed, you know, I'm curious, you know, how does that process work? Is that there's a lot of value in that series of documents, I guess.
Sure.
And so, you know, how does that translate to a new owner or operator, however you want to frame it?
Well, let's say in 5 years, Warren Buffett approached Alaska Gas Line Development Corp. And Warren Buffett said, I want to build the project. So I'll basically buy your building permit from you. Or, hey, how about I make you a partner, and if you contribute your building permit, I'll give you 5% ownership. You don't have to pay me anything, but just let's use your permit. So, yeah, if there were someday a project was going to be built there, there is value to having that building permit. If it's never going to be built, there is no value.
Yeah.
There's the value that you learned more about permafrost and stream crossings and the tidal flows of Cook Inlet doing all the research for it. But if that project is never built, there's no commercial value to the work you've done.
You know, you look at a lot of the environmental work that's been done, and especially, you know, you think about permafrost and some of those things.
Right.
5-10 years down the road, how good is some of that information going to be?
When FERC issues an authorization for a project, they put a timeline on it, and I think AGDC has asked for 8 years. So there's a limit. And then though it's not uncommon for a developer to then ask for an extension. I think this one would be harder to get an extension on if you go too long. Like you say, if you go 10 years and some streams have changed flow or global warming, permafrost has started to melt even more, you may have to do a lot more work again.
Looking at the AGDC budget that's been proposed for next year, a little over $3 million, you know, part of what they're still trying to do, they're still trying to court investment and try to find somebody who wants to take this thing over. But realistically, that doesn't seem like a very big number to have an organization that's trying to do as much as they're still trying to do. And knowing that there's, you know, darkness at the end of the tunnel rather than light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, I think it's more than they need. There is no market for the Alaska LNG project for the foreseeable future, and there are no serious customers out there that I can see signing long-term contracts. So it seemed to me once you're done with your FERC authorization, my advice would be shut it down. And put the phones on forward so if someone calls to buy gas, someone will answer the phone, but that's all you need.
And as usual, that's another one of those situations where, at least from the borough side, the attorneys are the ones that are making out like bandits.
Oh, yeah. Well, Kenai Borough has an attorney in Washington, D.C. The Matanuska Susitna Borough has an attorney in Washington, D.C. The Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation has an energy specialist attorney in Washington, D.C., and the Sierra Valdez has an attorney in Anchorage. So, yes, the attorneys are doing well. It's a specialized field. They're charging hundreds of dollars an hour to fight over something that doesn't exist. And I think in the end, there's no question in my mind that the final EIS will concur with the choice of Nikiski. I think Valdez and Matsu are wasting their money, and I don't see why the Kenai Borough feels the need to spend that much more to argue a point that is really not in dispute, other than from a couple sore loser municipalities, but not in dispute from the federal regulator's perspective.
And attorney fees for the Kenai Peninsula Borough are this week's number. The Assembly approved an additional $150,000 to retain its representation on the matter this week. With that expenditure, the borough has now spent $250,000 to make its case to regulators that the gas line, if it's ever built, should end in Nikiski. And that will do it for this episode of Econ 91.9. I'm Shaylin Cochran. Have a great weekend.